Welcome to Transformation with Martinet. Conquer everything and compromise nothing. This show brings you real, raw, and vulnerable conversations. If you have never liked small talk and have been on a personal growth journey for a long time, stay tuned as Martinet and her guests share empowering stories. Now is the time to own your past and look toward your future with hope. Believe in your dreams, and all that you want to achieve is possible. Transformation Coach Martinet helps you accept and love you for you. It's time to listen to your heart and tap into your unlimited potential. You have the answers you need inside. Sometimes you just need the right guide to help allow transformation to happen. Transformation with Martinet starts now.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Transformation with Martinet. This is where we conquer everything and compromise nothing in a place where it's just real, raw, vulnerable conversations. There's no small talk in my domain here. So welcome everyone. It's happy Friday and Labor Day if everybody is in the States. And Friday is just a wonderful day anyway, to me, even when I was in the corporate world, it was just a great day. And even as an entrepreneur, it's a great day. So welcome. And for those of you who don't know, my show is every Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. And I am all about resilience of the human spirit. And today my guest embodies that completely. She and I met a few weeks ago, or maybe it's a few months ago. You know, I'm losing track of time in Atlanta. And she was a speaker there and a phenomenal talk. And I thought, what a wonderful person to have on my show. Welcome to Dequessa Dean.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. And it was actually June that you and I met in Atlanta. Time flies.
It does. Time just flies. I can't believe, it's September 1st today, holiday stuff coming. I'm not ready. I am just not ready. It feels like it was just like, a month or so ago that we had Christmas. So I'm just not ready. But here we are.
Yeah. It's just flying by. It's unbelievable. It is. We're in the fourth quarter of 2023. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It is crazy. Yeah. So what brought, so my first question for you is, what brought you into this wonderful world of transformation?
I think it was my own journey to transforming from a broken person into someone that's a bit more empowered and who has taken ownership of her life. I believe that very often we don't know that we hold the power. We look for rescue outside of ourselves, that prince in shining armor or some other person that will help us to become better or complete us or something like that. But it's really about harnessing what's inside of us. And I didn't even know that until I hit a crisis point in my life.
Right. Would you share with us, because your story is powerful, would you share with us where you hit a point where, you knew you need to make a change, I don't want to go into your story for you. So where did all this start?
Well, it started when I was 8 years old, and I'm going to say 8 years old because it was at 8 years old that I started daydreaming about who I would grow up to be and how I would impact the world. I had a lot of dreams. At 8 years old, I had a great grandmother who affirmed me and nurtured me, supported me. And if we fast forward to 25, it all crashed. At 25, I was overwhelmed by the responsibilities of life. And I just didn't think that I could take the pressure of life anymore. And so between the ages of, I would say 13, because my great-grandmother passed away when I was 13, which left a huge void in my life. And so between 13 and 25, I made quite a lot of decisions that didn't take me in the direction of my eight-year-old dreams. Actually, they took me in the opposite direction. But when we hit survival mode, we're not able to properly direct our chart because our focus is all on staying alive for the next day or surviving the situation that we're in. We don't have the capacity to really redirect. And so from 13 to 25, I went through a number of experiences in my life. I was labeled a troubled teen. I was one of those teenagers that ran away from home. During my teenage years, just acted out quite a lot in school. And this was because I was looking for attention, love, and support. The reality is that attention is attention. It doesn't matter if it's positive or
What
negative. And
type?
the only way that I could get some form of attention was by acting out. And so I was pretty good at acting out. And so during my teen years, I was just really rebellious. I wanted my family to see me, to hear me, to love me, to nurture me. And everybody was busy about their life. And so at the age of 18, I decided that I would create my own family. And that's when I got pregnant with my first child, my daughter, not even understanding the lifelong implications of
A
of having
child.
a child, right? Because they don't go away. And so at 18, I had my daughter. I really didn't know what to do with her. So I did the best that I could with the support of my family. And then at 21, I got married. And so I felt like I was on this fast track in life, trying to get to certain destinations that I believe society expected of me, because by a certain age, you should be married, you should have a family, you should have a particular type of job. And so there was this race and this destination syndrome from one thing to the next, which ultimately led me crashing on that Saturday in May of 1998. Yeah, in May of 1998 was when I had cleaned our house, the entire house, that Saturday. And the final room I cleaned that day was our bathroom. And as I wrapped up cleaning the bathroom, I looked around the bathroom, like the tiles were glistening and the toilet was sparkling clean. It just smelled so fresh. And as I stood there in that clean bathroom, I was like, this isn't the life that I had envisioned for myself. When I was 8 years old, I had so many dreams, and what I ended up becoming and doing at that particular point in time was so out of alignment with what I had dreamed for my life. And so on that particular day, after I looked around the bathroom, admired my work, and thought, hey, great job at cleaning this house, I left the bathroom. I walked down the corridor. It was a long corridor that led to the kitchen, where I took out a bottle of orange juice, went back to the bathroom, opened the medicine cabinet, and I took out a bottle of tablets. And the interesting thing is, when I closed the medicine cabinet, Martinet, one of the things that I said to myself as I looked in the mirror was that I was so disappointed. I can vividly remember me shaking my head and just saying that I was so disappointed in where my life had come and in the decisions that I had actually made. I started blaming my family. I started blaming, people on my jobs, former bosses, my husband at that time, everybody outside of myself. And I recognized that I had really become a victim in my life. And it's easy to become a victim. It's
It
easy to think
is.
that everything is happening to us versus understanding our active or inactive participation in the direction our life goes. And so on that particular Saturday in victimhood, I sat on my bathroom floor right in front of the toilet. And I thought it was ironic because my life was waste at that time. And I sat in front of something that catches and discards waste, contemplating taking my life.
Gosh. It's a place I've been, so I'm familiar. It's really almost like well, it is like most people that talk about ending their life, and most and people that even do and have left messages and all that, it's like you just don't want to feel it anymore.
It's heavy. And
It's heavy.
I don't think anybody properly prepares us for true adulthood. When we're young, we're so excited to grow up so that no one can tell us what to do and we can come home whatever hour we want to. We can eat whatever we want. But we're not really prepared for all of the adult responsibilities that come with that freedom,
Yeah, and just the feelings of, I mean, of life, of people hurting your feelings, perhaps, or relationships gone bad, or whatever, just a run in with someone at the grocery store. I mean, things, there's just feelings to process, all this stuff that has to go on. And it's interesting how we can feel like a myriad of emotions as well, and that's also normal. It's just you don't really know how to navigate it
Yeah.
when you're younger.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. So that was a pivotal point in your life,
Yes, it
you
was.
know. And what was it that made you like, oh, wait, all right, I need to fix things. I'm not going to do this. Like what?
Well, when I was growing up between 0 to 8, my great grandmother was really great at affirming me. I live in the Caribbean. We call ourselves a Christian nation. And so my great grandmother made sure that I went to church every Sunday morning, Sunday night, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, even Saturday visitation in the community. So I had a really great relationship with understanding the principles of the Bible, the parables of the Bible, all that sort of stuff. I knew God well at a particular point, but I had to turn him off as I started to get older and wanting to do things my way, because you can't live against what your beliefs are. And so I had to shut those beliefs off that I was taught by my great grandmother. And so sitting on my bathroom floor, I just happened, like, I don't know what it was that prompted me to look up, Martinet, but I looked up and there were these rays streaming down from the bathroom fixture. And it transported me to another time. It was like I was in a time machine, and it took me back to sitting in our family's living room with my great grandmother, where we would be watching these Christian movies. You know, back in the day, you didn't have as many options for TV as you do today. And we would watch these movies where they were biblical based, and whenever there was a storm, like the clouds would part and the rays would start coming through. And I looked up and I saw these rays, and these rays reminded me that I did have a foundation to build upon, and that regardless of the broken experiences that I had from 13 to 25, that there was still a purpose for my life. There was still a plan for my life, and that I needed to take ownership of my life, because we could walk in faith, but faith without works is dead. And so just that one ray took me back to songs like I Am a Promise, I'm a Possibility, This Little Light of Mine. So I was reminded that bad things happen in life. We make bad decisions. We try to forge our own way. And sometimes we do that isolated, which is really dangerous. But when we're able to align ourselves properly, then we're more supported on the journey to get to where we're supposed to be.
Absolutely. And that's really beautiful. I mean, the way that that happened, you know, just
Yeah.
seeing these lights. And I've often said on my show that one of the ways like I knew that I would survive a lot of what I went through in the beginning of my life was it was almost like I would see these lights. Like I'd be in a cave, there'd be darkness, but I'd see these lights, like cracks coming through in the cave where I knew that God had me
Yes.
and I had me.
Yes.
And that there was a purpose for this. You know,
Yes.
that, you know, and when you're in those moments and a lot of moments, it's like, oh, how am I going to get through this season? But you know that you will, especially
Yeah.
if you can recall other events in your life and bring those to the front, like, hey, I did it. I
Yes.
can do this too. And it will pass, you know.
Yes.
And it's not always easy to remember, but it will pass no matter what you're going through. Anybody out there, whatever you're going through, it will pass.
Yeah. That's the beauty of going through experiences and having enough of them that can reinforce to you that despite what's happening in this moment, this is but a season and seasons change. And so it doesn't matter what we're going through at the moment. We have to put it in perspective and understand that time moves on, and we may have to mark time by marching in the same spot for an extended period of time while we strategize, but we definitely can harness the power that we have within to create a much better future.
Absolutely, absolutely. It was so, I mean, so good that you were brought up with that knowledge, your grandmother, you know, just being there with you and boosting you up and leaving you with stuff that you can draw in, that you
Yes.
could draw in at that time.
Right. And that's the importance of building a foundation in our children, or even, you know, in the people that we mentor, when we're able to help them build that foundation of themselves, inside of themselves, it gives them something to fight with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Maybe we can talk about building that foundation when we come back.
Yes.
We'll be right back, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in.
imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Because It's Easy approach is an easier path in making your life simple. No matter what trauma you may have experienced in your life, you can feel positive, confident, and learn to laugh and have fun again. Coach Easy is an empowered empath and believes that having God in your life is the key to giving you the courage to chase those demons right out of there. Learn to set boundaries, be whoever you want, and do whatever you want without worrying what anyone else thinks. The best is yet to come. Let Coach Easy show you the easy way there. Visit causeitseasy.com.
Get ready to step into a level of self-worth never before experienced on The Om Show with Tanya Butson. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You will shift from longing to creating to discover that there is something better. You will never settle for being in a state of perpetual darkness again. For more information and to connect with Tanya, visit organicallymeta.ca.
Designing Purpose, your guide to finding and pursuing the career you were meant for with me, your host, Brooke Kretz, airing every second and fourth Thursday at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. What if it were possible to leave the job you hate and pursue the career venture you were meant for while still earning the income you need? If you are curious about how I can support you, visit www.thepurposefulpractice.com.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and make your appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is DeQuessa Dean, and we have been talking about, going through seasons of life and not being able, sometimes it's hard. And sometimes when we're in those seasons, it's hard to remember that, hey, we've gotten through other things before, we can get through the next thing. Yeah. And what it starts with is having a foundation and evidence, remembering that we have done it before. So DeQuessa, we were talking about when we ended about foundation and building one. And you and I, we have started out with a foundation from our families. And can you tell us more about how yours was started and how you built it up further?
Well, first of all, my foundation was built by a supportive and nurturing great-grandmother. Mm-hmm. I want to put this in perspective because my mom is 16 years old when she had me. Mm-hmm. And back in the day, that was like 50 years ago, teenage pregnancy was not something that is as accepted today. Mm-hmm. And so it was a difficult time for her. And at 16, she expressed that she really didn't know how to nurture me. And she wanted me to have the type of parenting that would help me fulfill whatever dreams and goals that I had. And she didn't think she could give that to me. So my great-grandmother became my primary nurturer. Mm-hmm. I would say that it wasn't until my great-grandmother died, that I struggled with abandonment issues because I started to question why my mom would give me away, which led the way to having this conversation with her to understand. So even though I had this foundation of going to church and learning about the good life and being in a huge family, feeling seen and heard while my great-grandmother was alive, it all went away when she passed. And so it was a semblance of a foundation that was built, but it was really rocky, which is why I derailed after she passed and nobody really stepped in to continue the self esteem building, the self-value lessons, those sorts of things. And so my foundation had started well, and then it got cracks. And then the cracks just got larger and larger and larger. But the good thing is, in that moment of crisis, I was able to go back to the start of the building of the foundation of faith and believing that everything happens for a reason, and that we can take the lessons from our failures, we can take the lessons from our past and use those lessons to create a beautiful future. And so creating that foundation for myself meant that I had to assess me. And in reality, Martinet, a lot of us don't know who we are. A lot of us know what our parents have told us we are, what our friends have told us we are. We do a great job of being chameleons. But if we were to take the time to inspect the things that we do and start to ask questions like, why am I doing this? Is this something that I really want to do? Why am I believing this? Do I want to believe this? Is there enough evidence? Is there enough facts? And so resetting my foundation was a process of inspecting my beliefs. And what I came to realize is that I had a lot of negative beliefs. And for a very long time, I lived up to those, because as a teenager, I was told that I wouldn't amount to anything. So I worked really hard to fulfill that, right? And I believed that for quite a bit. My experiences taught me that I wasn't valuable enough, because if I was valuable, like, why wasn't there more support when my nurturer transitioned from life to eternity? And so because I lacked this sense of I am valuable, I had relationships with men that didn't treat me valuable, and it reinforced to me that I wasn't valuable, right? Whatever we believe, we make true. Oh, and so I really had to inspect my beliefs as a starting point and figure out at the core of me who I was. And for a very long time, I couldn't identify who I was. I did have to extend myself grace, though, understanding that it had been 25 years of all sorts of things, all sorts of crap, all sorts of situations, hopes and dreams that were broken or either forgotten. And so extending myself grace meant that I had to understand that where I was wasn't where I wanted to be, but it was a starting point. It was enough to start with and to unearth the lessons that were valuable to me so that I could build on them, which takes me to step number two, because the first step is we have to assess our beliefs. And then after we do that, we have to take ownership. Like, we can make other people responsible for any situation in our lives. We can create a narrative that supports that we, you know, we're not wrong and everybody else is. And when we do that, we rob ourselves of the opportunity of really, really taking ownership for who we are as individuals. So what are your core values? That was a question that I had to ask myself. Like, what are your core values? When people interact with you, who do they see? What do they sense? What do they feel? Because people see us before they hear us. And so I had to really determine who I was and then identify who I wanted to be. Because we have the power to choose the type of person that we want to be. Like, it really irks me to hear people say, that's just how she is. No, that's how she chooses to be, right? Because we all have the power to choose how we will show up in this world. And so secondly, we have to decide what legacy, what impact, what imprint am I going to leave in my family, what in my community, in my country, in the world, any space that I enter, what is that going to look like? And how can I consistently be that despite what other people do? Because our values can't change based on how other people treat us. Right? So how do I remain true to my values when people don't receive me, when they don't understand me, when they betray me? Understanding all of that helped me to really start to rebuild this foundation.
Yeah, the values are everything.
Yes.
And that's that's a very important thing to reevaluate often.
Yes.
Like every 6 months is what I feel.
Consistent.
Yeah. To make sure that you're in alignment with your purpose as life goes on, you know, because we pivot, we take turns, we try something out, and maybe I liked that before, now not so much. And you always have to kind of just see, you know, where you're at to keep that foundation strong.
Yes. And it's okay to do that. And we need people to understand that it's okay to tweak.
Yes. Right?
Because you make a decision doesn't mean that it has to be set in stone. You can tweak that as you get more experience and as you journey more through life. values can also shift. Things that were once important are no longer important. And it's okay to drop those away and pick up what is now mm-hmm. important for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So when you started to build your foundation again and just started learning more about yourself, how did life move from there?
It was difficult. And I want to make sure that I lay this out right, because mm-hmm. I would love your audience, anyone that's listening, to know that transformation to happen, disruption has to occur. Disruption makes us uncomfortable, right? It's not the status quo. It's not the same things over and over. You're making a conscious decision to go against the grain of everything that you've already done. So you're now swimming upriver. You're building yeah. muscle, but it's not easy. And it starts with self-forgiveness. We are okay forgiving other people. If they hurt us, we forgive them. Mm-hmm. We're more critical of ourselves. So how do we forgive ourselves for the decisions and the choices that we made that were not in our best interest? And I've heard my mentor say time and time again that when you know better, you do better. And so with yes. more information, you can now make different decisions. So give yourself, your past self, some grace for, you know, what you had to do to survive, for what you had to do to navigate a situation. Forgive yourself and then release it, because we shackle ourselves to the past. We shackle ourselves to those experiences in our minds. We go back and we don't feel that we could move forward because we made so many mistakes. But can mm-hmm. I tell you that it is those mistakes that give us the richness, the lessons that we can build something that's so much stronger. So we have to learn how to forgive ourselves, and then we have to learn how to love ourselves. We chase love. We want other people to love us. We want to be completed, because there's this theory of two halves make a whole, when it's actually two complete beings coming together, which makes relationships of any kind difficult, whether that's friendships, whether that's love relationships, yeah. it doesn't matter. Like, two different people are coming together for a common cause of either companionship or marriage mm-hmm. or whatever. And with that is a lot of complexities. So we have to learn how to love ourselves. Like, this is who I am right now, and I'm going to love her. And as I grow with her, I'll love her more and more and more, because the little girl inside of us, I can only speak to the little girl that was inside of me all of those years. She wanted love. She wanted mm-hmm. to be nurtured. She wanted to be seen. She wanted to feel like she was powerful. And she looked outside of her for that. And we have to begin to look inside of us and to affirm ourselves, to love ourselves, to be kind to ourselves, you know, to have yes. the right boundaries for ourselves. So the power that we look for is actually inside of us. If we mm-hmm. forgive ourselves and love ourselves, we can definitely harness that power and use it to change the trajectory of our lives.
Absolutely. And, you know, I want to note that there are times, especially depending upon what we're talking about, to forgive ourselves for whatever, you may have to do it a few times.
Yeah.
And maybe more than a few times.
Yeah.
Because I know there have been many times, clients of mine and myself, that you're just kind of sitting back like, I'm here again. Really? I'm here again. I got to do this again. But it's just learning, and it's layers that are coming off. And yeah, as we get to the whole heart of the matter and our true essence of who we are and what we're meant to do, what we're meant to be in this world, and who we're meant to serve.
Correct.
Yeah. Especially those of us that are in service. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that's what I think we want to recognize, that it's a process. It's not mm-hmm. overnight. It's not one and done. It is a continuous process of development.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. So where can everybody find you, Duquessa, before we take a break?
Well, I'm at www.duquessadean.com. All of my social handles are there. My email is there. Just go over to my website. That's the easiest way to find me. Type in my name and my website will show up, and all contacts are there.
Yeah. And your name is a little bit different, kind of like mine. So it's not like you'll find her real easily. I am finding more people with my name these days, though.
Really?
It's not, most everybody is Martine, which I was called a lot of my life. But there's not many Martines either, where mine is French, Martine, whereas Martine is more of a Spanish.
Okay.
I'm told. So, yeah. Anyway, We'll be back, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
The Cuz It's Easy approach is an easier path in making your life simple. No matter what trauma you may have experienced in your life, you can feel positive, confident, and learn to laugh and have fun again. Coach Easy is an empowered empath and believes that having God in your life is the key to giving you the courage to chase those demons right out of there. Learn to set boundaries, be whoever you want, and do whatever you want without worrying what anyone else thinks. The best is yet to come. Let Coach Easy show you the easy way there. Visit cuzitseasy.com.
Get ready to step into a level of self-worth never before experienced on The Om Show with Tanya Butson. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You will shift from longing to creating to discover that there is something better. You will never settle for being in.
Designing Purpose, your guide to finding and pursuing the career you were meant for, with me, your host, Brooke Kretz, airing every second and fourth Thursday at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. What if it were possible to leave the job you hate and pursue the career venture you were meant for while still earning the income you need? If you are curious about how I can support you, visit www.thepurposefulpractice.com.
Does your purpose? Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and make your appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is DeQuessa Dean, and we've been talking about transformation in every way possible. Our last segment, we were talking about disruption and how it needs to happen in order for us to grow. You know, it's everything could be fine right here, and then we run into a bunch of snags. But when we get through this, it's like we can get up here and just have an extraordinary life, and there's going to be ups and downs and flows and all this. But We all these things happen for us, nothing's against us or to us, it's for us. So DeQuessa, on the break, we were talking about influence of other people, having others in our corner, colleagues, mentors to help us along the way. Our families can be wonderful, but sometimes we need an outside person to, you know, kind of shine a light on those spots that we can't see.
Yes, this is true. And, you know, sometimes we don't even have family support. So I believe mm-hmm. really blessed in yeah. having a supportive family. Some people are really just navigating life with no mm-hmm. support, which makes it yeah. even heavier. And I remember when I was on my bathroom floor, and I decided, okay, this ray of light is reminding me that there is hope. I had no idea how I would change the trajectory of my life. All I knew was I deserved better. And at that point, mm-hmm. I had two young kids, like 5 and 3, and they deserved mm-hmm. a better life. Yeah. And so another saying is that, you know, when the student is ready, the mentor appears. Because 2 days later, I was approached by a business executive who asked if they could mentor me because they had been observing me in the work environment. And it's amazing how our lives could be falling apart in one area, but be really great in another
For
area.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And so this business executive asked to mentor me. And I almost said no, because I was so accustomed to people taking advantage of me or misusing me that I wasn't interested in having another experience like that. But I said yes. And it was one of the most redefining moments or periods mm-hmm. of my life. because one of the things my mentor had me do when we talk about disruption is drop every friend I had up to that point.
Mm-hmm.
I had to sit in isolation for about a year. And that was important because it was during that time that I could discover who I was or who I wanted mm-hmm. to be. During that time that I could no longer become a chameleon because it was only me. I wasn't listening to the voices of other people. And yeah. so as I became stronger as an individual with my values and goals, he recommended that I join some organizations with like-minded people where I could mm-hmm. develop and be in contact with people who were growing, be in contact with people who were helping other people grow, be in contact with people that I could contribute to, that I could also assist and give and pour yeah. into. And so having mentors is extremely important. And this business executive worked with me for yeah. 10 years as a mentor.
Wow, 10 years.
10 years. And as a result, like my entire life elevated because he was 25 years older than me. Mm-hmm. And so he had 25 years of life experience that I didn't.
Yeah.
And that was, we started first with business development. We focused a lot on helping me to become a better leader and a better mm-hmm. person in that organization. And then we started shifting into personal work because who we are shows up everywhere. So my personal life was showing up at work, and his overall mentorship was for me to be a totally transformed person. And so I started yeah. aligning myself with other people who were growing. I started mm-hmm. aligning myself with other people who had a hunger for fulfilling passion mm-hmm. and going after their hobbies and contributing to the world in a positive way. And it was like, their sparks just ignited me. And that's what happens when we run with other like-minded people. Their oh, sparks yeah. will keep our fire going. And likewise, our spark keeps their fire going. But uh-huh. outside of that, it also gives you an opportunity to get information from a diverse perspectives, right? Because mm-hmm. we could get tunnel vision. And then there are things that we may not think that our mentors or the people that we're now walking with, they'll see a different perspective and bring a new perspective and new information that can help you make better and wiser decisions. I think it's the law of magnetism that says who you are is who you will attract. And so for us to know or have an idea of the type of person we are, all we need to do is look at who we have in our circle, because that's going to give us a real clue into who we are. We attract who we are. So to have better people in our lives, we need to align with better people. So I joined organizations like the Toastmasters program.
Yep.
I joined other volunteer organizations. I started a volunteer organization as well. And so I believe that having the right flock is important, because when I was younger, my great grandmother used to tell me birds of a feather flock together. I had no idea what she's talking about, right? But it wasn't until I was in my healing and transformation that I remembered her saying that birds of a feather flock together.
Yeah.
And if you look at eagles in formation, everybody knows that the V and the eagle, they kind of help each other rise and they stay in this formation.
Yes, absolutely.
And so who we attach ourselves to is super important as it relates to the direction our lives will take.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Yeah. Absolutely. That is really cool, though. Somebody just to see something in you and, you know, 10 years to spend that time with you. And, you know, that is really cool. I mean, just even just to carry that knowledge with you, like always, you know, that you know, you were seen for who, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. For somebody that is amazing.
His legacy, right? Because mm-hmm. his legacy will forever be imprinted in me. Mm-hmm. And that's how we leave a legacy that outlasts us. And that's how we touch people that are like just not. So because he mentored me, I've had the opportunity to coach and mentor so many other people.
Yeah.
So it's like just this ripple impact when we have good people in our lives that really support us and help us to see the potential in ourselves and to grow and stretch into that potential, face our fears as well.
Mm-hmm.
And learn how to overcome them.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think about some of the people that, you know, came into my life even at moments like you just wouldn't think of it. Like I had a boss that I was a paralegal in the corporate world for a lot of my life. And I had a boss that was kind of strange, you know. He would take us to these fancy lunches, and we'd always go to like metaphysical stores and, you know, like take books, you know, or take time to read books and just like just have a couple hour type lunches. And we would often start the day with meditation. And we went to lunch with one of his colleagues once, and I don't know if it was set up or whatever, but I remember having this conversation with him, and I was talking about my dad and some of the things that had happened to me. And I remember him asking me, "Do you forgive your dad?" And I said, "Yes." And wow. I didn't even realize that I was shaking my head like that. And that was a huge pivotal moment. And I just think like, boy, that was really amazing how God sent that to yeah. me. Like just to really like, oh, okay, there's work to be done. And it's just interesting how teachers appear or mentors appear or, you know, yeah.
We have to be open to receiving mentorship. Mm-hmm. We have sure. to have a teachable spirit. Mm-hmm. And we also have to recognize that our mentors are investing a huge amount of time and energy in us. Yep. And in turn, there are some things that we should do to respect our mentors as well. We don't have to take everything that they say, mm-hmm. but we do have to take action on the concepts. We do have mm-hmm. to take action on some of the advice and experience that they're sharing with us. Otherwise, what's the point? Right? Mm-hmm. What's the point in them giving us that information? And so outside of mentors, it's important that we build a circle of people that we can trust. And so when we want to do the next best big thing, and our thought goes to, I wonder what so-and-so will think, because that question is a question that prevents so many dreams from coming to life. When we answer that question, we're now answering that from our circle perspective, because we know our circle is rooting for us. So we're yep. able to say, they're going to say, go for it. They're going to say, how can I support you? They're going to say, yeah. what tools and resources do you need? So it gives you a different answer to that, what so-and-so going to say if I do so-and-so as well. Yeah. That's what the right flock does.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the whole being coachable or open to mentorship is huge. You know, yeah. I'm sure you've seen that even with clients. Like you just like, I know I have, especially in the beginning of my career in this arena of like, there are some people, it's just like they want to be ready, but they're not, you know, it's not going to happen.
Absolutely. You know?
Yeah.
Some people are really stuck, and it takes a lot of work to become unstuck. And it has to be a gentle guidance to mm-hmm. becoming unstuck, to taking you know, consistent action. And the type of mentor that's needed in that case is someone that has the patience to coax you out of, you know, that mud that you're stuck in. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so when we're stuck, we need a coach that can help us find the courage, because yeah. it's courage that's going to cause us to take that first step. And once we take that first step, then it's kind of gravy from there, because now you can take other steps as well. So yeah. not everyone is a fit as a mentor or coach, but everyone for sure. is finding the right fit for you. And because one person may have not done it right, doesn't mean that we should stop. It
for just sure. means
that we should continue our quest and look for, and sometimes it don't even have to be physical people. Like, you know, I follow people on YouTube. I call them my mentors because they're yeah. brilliant at what they do. So mm-hmm. sometimes we could start with someone that we're watching that we respect. We could start there and then sure. go to finding an in-person mentor.
Yeah. You know, I wish I could remember the person who said this quote, and I am not going to get the quote right at all, but it is something like, the longer a person is stuck in a problem, the harder it is to find a solution.
Yes.
Because you've been Absolutely. Spinning for so long.
Correct.
You don't even know. It doesn't even seem possible.
That Correct.
You get out of it, you know. So yeah, that is powerful. So before we take our next break again, where can everybody find you?
You can go over to dequestadine.com. I am on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, everything as Dequestadine.
Yes.
You can email me at dequesta@dequestadine.com. I think I've made it as easy, as simple as possible.
I think you have. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So we are going to take a break, and we'll be back with final thoughts and whatever other good information we come back with, you know, God's with us. And yeah, we'll see you in a minute. Thank you all.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Because It's Easy approach is an easier path in making your life simple. No matter what trauma you may have experienced in your life, you can feel positive, confident, and learn to laugh and have fun again. Coach Easy is an empowered empath and believes that having God in your life is the key to giving you the courage to chase those demons right out of there. Learn to set boundaries, be whoever you want, and do whatever you want without worrying what anyone else thinks. The best is yet to come. Let Coach Easy show you the easy way there. Visit causeitseasy.com.
Get ready to step into a level of self-worth never before experienced on The Om Show with Tanya Butson. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You will shift from longing to creating to discover that there is something better. You will never settle for being in a state of perpetual darkness again. For more information and to connect with Tanya, visit organicallymeta.ca.
Does your life often feel like an
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest is today is Dequessa Dean, and we have been talking in our last segment about finding the right people to surround yourself in, mentorship, and, you know, being vulnerable and getting the help when you need it. Because if you surround yourself with the right people, they are there for you and you're there for them. And there's nothing better than having a good community. If you don't have one, find one. And I have recommendations. Reach out to me. Dequessa has recommendations. Reach out to her. So, yeah, we are here for you in any capacity that you need. So for our final segment, we're going to talk about changing the trajectory of our life with a structured plan. So what do you say to Dequessa?
I say that a plan is a guide, right? Mm-hmm. One of the things that I had a light bulb moment about was the fact that most people on average live 60, 70 years, but we plan in 1 year blocks. Mm-hmm. And by planning in 1 year blocks, I feel that we're robbing ourselves of creating a larger picture, a bigger picture. And so my recommendation is to always create 10, 20, even 25 year goals. Mm-hmm. And then from year one, year two, year three, you can break those goals down into years that lead to the 25 year goal. But when we write our goals out, when we are able to be clear about what we want to achieve, and we're only clear when we can get the thoughts out of our heads, otherwise mm-hmm. it just kind of circles around and around in our heads. But if we can empty our head and write that thought about what our best life would look like, what our goals would look like, if we could commit that to paper in a sentence or a paragraph, mm-hmm. that gives us something powerful to work with. Because now we know what we want to do, and we can answer some other questions. How do I accomplish this? Who do I need to support me in bringing this vision to life? What are the steps that I need to take? If I fall down, how do I get back up? So we're able to create a comprehensive plan. Now, this takes some time. But I want you to know the person that I am today is as a result of a 10-year plan that was created when I was 25 years old. And so at 35, I became this person. I was no longer mm-hmm. becoming. I became. Yep. And so when we have this plan, even in my business, I plan 10, 20 years because now the plan is the guide and it is the anchor. It's saying, this is my final. It's not like a destination. It's a complete journey to the place that we know we want to go, and giving ourselves enough time to accomplish these things. But we randomly live life. We talk about intentionality.
We do.
get up and we do the same things over and over again that take us not in the direction of this ultimate goal. The only way that we achieve that is when we write it down. Year one, these are the things that I will focus on. Year two, I'm going to do these things. Year three, I'm going to do those things. And then simultaneously, while you have the action steps, there's this other plan that says, who do I connect with? How do I reach them? Mm-hmm. What? How do I reciprocate to that person? Like, how do I build this? It's like having, it's a resource book that you're creating for your life. And once you have that written out, you can run with it. Like how a contractor runs with the blueprint from an architect. The contractor does not create the blueprint. He just executes it. And so if we create the blueprint for our lives, it'll be easier to execute.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes, at least for me in the younger part of my journey or whatever, it was hard to forecast that far. It just didn't seem like, God, I'm never going to get that old. And there's no way. You know? I mean, that seems so far off, but it's really interesting when you look back and you know, to where you were and then like, oh, wow, okay, I did accomplish that. I did get to this. I did get that done too. Like, okay, yeah. There's something to this.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And you give yourself a whole lot more direction. You shift the trajectory of your life by staying on track. If you fall, you know how you could pick your plan up and say, okay, I need to tweak this. It didn't work properly, or I didn't do it the way I set out in my plan. Let me tweak the way that I set out. So the plan pulls you back. It just pulls you back on the right track. So the value of a plan is just understated. And every year we do New Year's resolutions. And by March, we're done with them. If we don't keep it visible, if we don't keep the plan in front of us, if we don't refer to the plan on a consistent basis, okay, January, what did I do? Let me go back and see what I said I would do and compare so I know how to tweak February, right?
Yep.
So it's just a genius thing to do, as simple as it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever written like a letter to yourself, like, and read it to the next year?
No.
What you want to do?
I wrote a letter to myself, like to my younger self.
Okay. Yeah.
I wrote one to my younger self, and I really visualized myself having that, reading it and having the conversation with her about, you know, forgiveness and sorry about not knowing better and doing better, because that release is so important. But I haven't written a letter to my future self, but I like that.
It's really cool when you open it a year later, like, oh, okay, yeah. I accomplished quite a bit of that, you know? And and it's just cool just to see things come to fruition and everything.
I think the challenge people have with plans is that they make the plans too macro, like they make the goal too large.
Right.
And so it seems like you can't accomplish it. But the way you build momentum is by taking this big goal and breaking it into bite-sized pieces. And so
absolutely,
when you start to tick things off, now you're building momentum and you're encouraging yourself, and you could actually, you had the vision, but now you can see, okay, yes, this vision is attainable. It just takes longer steps than thinking it's going to happen in a year when you actually need 5 years to accomplish it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So what would you say to someone who is kind of in a place of being stuck? Maybe their last child left the nest and they want to find something more for them, or they're just, you know, I've heard this often, like, oh my God, what am I going to do now? It's just me and my husband. What am I going to do? So like, what would you say to someone who's just in a place like,
I would say to go on a journey of discovery. Like, what did you love before you got married and had kids, but you gave up, right? What are some of the things that you've always wanted to do, but had to put aside because other things took priority, like your family, like your mortgage, all that sort of stuff. So discover, go back into discovery and try new things, try a new hobby. If you're stuck in something, one of the ways that we can become unstuck is, like I said earlier, inspecting our beliefs. Why are we stuck? What is it that has me thinking that this is the very best thing for me? And also, like, find the company of people who will challenge you outside of comfort zones. The people who are keeping you complacent aren't your best friends. Mm-hmm. And there are times in life when we have hard experiences and we're not sure what to do. My encouragement is to mark time while you create an action step that you can take to move forward. It's okay to mark time. It's okay to understand that I'm in a meantime situation until I can do better. And while I'm waiting to do better, I'm going to work on what I can control, and that is creating a plan. I'm going to plan for how I move forward. So when I have the courage, I can grab the plan and I can start taking those steps ahead.
Yeah. And sometimes the plans don't work out exactly. You know, my mom always said, and I always thought it was her saying, but I think it was long before that. And I've heard it so many times, you know, if you want to hear God laugh, tell him your plan. Yeah. And it's not always going to work out, but oftentimes it's a lot better.
Yeah, it is. And I'm so glad you brought that up because I believe that no experience is wasted. Like every single experience that we have in our lives can be used for something. And as a believer, I believe that all things work together for good because every broken experience of my past is what I built my future on. It's what I built my career on. It's what I use to help other people. And so what may look like brokenness in one moment can actually be the catalyst that takes you to success, that takes you to the thing that you want to accomplish or achieve. So, you know, God gives us life for a purpose. We're not here randomly. Mm-hmm. We're here for a purpose. And our pain can guide us to that purpose.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, you think about just things that go, maybe a relationship is ending and you're starting something over again, or, you know, your kids left the home and now you're wondering what to do. It's just you and your husband or a partner or whatever. And, oh, what do I do now? But there's something in that for us, for you. There's something in there for you to reach new heights that you may not have reached if things weren't a bit disrupted.
Yeah, always remember that disruption is the prerequisite for transformation.
It really is. Yeah, and it doesn't feel good at all. There's a song, I think it's Thy Will Be Done by Hillary Scott, I believe it is. And she's just like, you know, there's a purpose for my pain, something like that is what she says. And God, this doesn't feel good. And I've got to remember that you're God and I'm not.
Yes.
And it's just, that's a heart-wrenching song. But very, very meaningful and impactful, you know, that there is a purpose for everything that we go through.
Yes, there is.
Yeah. So the hour goes by so fast. So, thank you to Questa for being here. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Martin.
Thank you. And thank you everyone for tuning in. And we will see you next Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. And thank you all for joining us. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Transformation with Martinet. Real, raw, and vulnerable conversations. Listen or watch live every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. As Martinet and her guests have deep, meaningful conversations, sharing empowering stories. Step into your passions and lead with your heart. If you are ready to accept and love you for you, visit martinetemmons.com and start allowing transformation to happen today.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.